Track 2, Neil's Take. To start us off this month, we have Neil Haverson, who is having mobile phone issues.
I was wandering along the street when my thoughts were rudely interrupted by a loud voice. Look at their feedback. They didn't like H1 or H2. We can't talk about them. Using a hands-free, a chap was having a business discussion on his phone. I really didn't want to know. Well, I must confess being curious about what on earth H1 and H2 could be. But so often these days you come across people in the street apparently rabbiting away to themselves until you spot the telltale earphones. This can be intrusive, particularly if you're out for a quiet walk and you're greeted by someone burbling about how the accounts department have cut the budget. Having said that, I must admit, in the early days of mobiles, when I was getting used to them, I did bawl into mine as if I was communicating with a storm-bound trawler in the North Sea. It wasn't that long ago that we managed to live our lives without being contactable anywhere, including the loo. But now most of the population has a mobile, and we have come to lean on them to navigate our daily lives. Again, I confess that I never leave the house without mine. I was off out recently and couldn't find my phone. I went into panic mode. What if Mrs. H needed to contact me with something urgent? While you're out, get some milk. Or even more important, you haven't got any beer left. In the end, I had to get her to ring my phone. It wobbled from under the newspaper, precisely where I'd left it. I do make a point of carrying my phone out of sight. I'm amazed at the number of people who tuck it in their back pocket, ripe for nicking. If you're having to wait for something, out comes the phone to while away the time. I do this when Mrs. H disappears into the mysterious inner sanctum of the ladies' fitting room with an armful of garments, most of which I know will be rejected. I park myself on the chairs that have been thoughtfully put out for bored husbands. I check for messages, look at the weather, and then just idly scroll around aimlessly. A real waste of time. In a cafe recently, I did a bit of people watching and noticed how many diners waiting for their food were glued to their phones. Entire families all had their heads down, fingers tapping away. I don't have this problem when eating out. As soon as we sit down, Mrs. H launches and I have to pay attention. She slips in the odd question to make sure I'm listening. And with sophisticated cameras on modern phones, we're like a nation of meerkats on our hind legs, phones held high, snapping at the most inane things and dissolving into hoots of laughter as we post them on social media. Mind you, I can cite a couple of occasions when the car broke down and I was so grateful for my phone. Both occurred in the remote parts of Scotland. Once in the middle of nowhere on the Isle of Skye. By sheer good fortune, there was a mast on a nearby hill. If that hadn't been there, we would have been stranded. And when we equipped our teenagers with phones, it was reassuring to know they could ring us if they missed the bus. Other than occasions like these, do we really need to be slaves to our mobiles? I can understand business people needing them, but can we not survive our everyday lives without constantly checking our phones? Or standing in Marks and Spencer's and phoning someone to see if their headache's gone? Perhaps we should all leave our mobiles at home and see how peaceful life is without them. Oh, blimey, sorry, must go, have to take a call. Hello? Yes, dear, I finished the recording. I've got your list, then I'll be off to the shops. Yes, I've got the bag for life.
Thank you, Neil. You remind me of an occasion on the Washington Metro when I was commuting to work and a lady on the phone in one corner was telling her friend and the entire carriage about her recent gynecological issues in some detail. I didn't know where to look. But anyway, Neil, don't go to the shops yet. We need to hear your last word first. Or should that be your last word last? Anyway,